For many girls, team dance competitions are a rite of passage. An award-winning new play explores that world through the lens of female empowerment, and with some over-the-top comedy. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports.
That's the sound of rehearsal for the Pittsburgh premiere of Dance Nation. The play is set, coincidentally, in a dance studio just west of here in East Liverpool, Ohio.
It's about a group of 13-year-old competitive dancers who are gearing up to try to win the nationals.
That's Melissa Martin, who was directing the show for Bare Bones Productions. But Claire Barron, the acclaimed playwright, has made a bold casting choice, Martin says.
These are 13-year-olds, but they're played by women who range in age from 23 up into many decades older than that. So it's about these girls and how they're sort of being haunted by their future selves.
Lerone Blumenthal plays Amina, the troupe's star dancer.
It really celebrates women, and I feel like we haven't seen a lot of plays do that, and it very much embraces female sensibility.
The dancers are led by an intense fellow known as dance teacher Pat. He's played by David Conrad, a Pittsburgh-based actor with extensive film and TV credits.
It's unapologetically them. It's unapologetically sexy, ribald, rude, and then just spiritual and beautiful.
While Dance Nation is about kids, however, it's not a play for them due to mature content. In one scene, a dancer named Sophia is locked in the bathroom while having her first period. Sophia is played by Maylou Barnum.
I said just a minute. Can I not have 2 minutes peace without someone invading me? Jesus Christ!
Sophia, honey, do you need help in there?
Sorry, Mom. I'll be out in a minute.
The second voice was Nancy McNulty, who plays all the dancers' moms. But Dance Nation is no straight-ahead drama. It's more of an edgy comedy. Take the routine that dance teacher Pat has the girls learn for nationals. It's about Mahatma Gandhi, says Martin, the director.
And he's very serious about it. We are not commenting on it because he so believes he's an artist and that Gandhi is an appropriate thing for 13-year-olds to be dancing about.
The show's choreography is by Tomei Cousin, a Carnegie Mellon University professor with Broadway credits. But dance isn't really the point either. While the cast of nine includes several actors trained in dance, Martin says playwright Barron instructs directors to avoid professional dancers.
She wants us to look at the way these characters' bodies move now, at the age they are now.
The play also explores how girls and young women learn to compete in a society that often discourages them from being aggressive. Blumenthal describes her character, Amina.
She's very driven. She's very, very good, but she feels a lot of guilt over the fact that she's really, really good.
Some characters are also recognizing there might be more to life than dance. In rehearsal for this scene, Zuzu, played by Hope Anthony, asks Maeve, played by Carrie Ann Spear, what she wants to do with her life.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe astrophysics or something like that?
Not dance?
Nah, I don't think so. I want to do something cosmic. You know? I mean, I know dance can be kind of cosmic, but I mean something actually cosmic, like stars or volcanoes or something.
For all its comedy, the play treats the characters like people, not caricatures, says director Melissa Martin.
It's looking at the untamed 13-year-old, that door-slamming, passionate, you know, brave thing that has yet to be contained, and ask the questions, what would happen if that didn't happen? What could I be? What could I have been?
Bare Bones Productions presents Dance Nation starting Friday at its theater in Braddock. The show runs through December 15th. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.